Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tender Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, 46410. Our worship hours is on Sundays at 10 a.m. and our Bible study is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and you can see us on Facebook. Also, please check out our Twitter and our Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to hit the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel. If you would like to donate or be a part of Tender Meeting Holiness Ministries, go to our website where you will see everything that we do there. You can reach us at tommminc.wixsite.com/tenofmeeting. And if you would like to email us or talk to us, email us at tommminc@yahoo.com. Now on back to our service. Welcome to Tender Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, and today we're going to be in the book of Proverbs 22, starting at the 26th verse.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to go to 23 and 1 through 5.
Okay, all right.
We're going to finish out Proverbs 22, and we're going to do 1 through 5 and Proverbs 23. So let's jump right in. So today, it says in Proverbs 22 and 26, it says, "Be not one of those who give privileges, who put up security for debts." A lot of times we give privilege to people.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't be showing favors. Right? Everybody, God treats us all equal, so we're supposed to treat everybody else equal as well. But a lot of times we choose favorites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the Sunday school lesson today, we was talking about Esau and Jacob and how favorites are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God doesn't show no respect to person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So be not one of those who gives privileges.
Uh-huh.
Who puts up security for debts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking people's stuff and you know they can't pay nothing and you still asking them for something.
Mm-hmm.
How they gonna give you something else if they can't give you what you asked for?
Right.
Okay, well, you can't pay me today, so let me take your car.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that up and I'll take your car till you get me paid off. Why am I gonna get to work to get to pay you?
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna take something else of theirs along with what they owe you?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we deal with people on a daily.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's your collateral? What collateral can you give me? I don't have any. That's why I'm asking you for a loan.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
If I had collateral, then I wouldn't need you.
Right.
Man. But this is the world we live in.
Right.
27, it says, "If you have nothing with which to pay, why should you bed be taken from you, from under you?"
Mm.
If you ain't got nothing to pay, why would they take your bed? Why would you? And here's the thing. If you can't pay, why get it?
Mm.
Stop overspending.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, this ain't even always have to be dealing with money. Stop overindulging in things that you are not ready for.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Sometimes we put ourselves in positions that we promise people things that we can't keep.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Know the limits for yourself.
Right.
Know your own limits.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes discipline to understand your own limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be real with yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got a bad knee, but I'm not going to promise somebody I'm going to run a marathon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Got a marathon coming up. You going to run with us? Yeah, it's a 2K. All right. You got a bad... What?
How?
Stop promising stuff that you can't do.
Right.
Be real with yourself. Mm-hmm. 28. Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Now, a lot of times this can work both ways. Mm-hmm. Stop moving around things that somebody else has built. If you inherit something, and you, once you inherit it, the reason you're able to get it is because they done raised it up from the way it was to the way it is. Mm-hmm. Now, it's your job to continue that in the way that it is. Mm-hmm. You know, you may add some things to it because of the times changing, mm-hmm. but don't just dismantle everything that has happened and then try to rebuild it. For what? And you know, you see in history, pharaohs do that to one another. They take down everything that their pharaoh had before them to build their own. Mm-hmm. And that's how the empire crumbled. Mm-hmm. Because nobody built on
to what
was there.
Right.
Uh-huh. They dismantled what was there mm-hmm. to build their own.
Right.
That's selfishness. Mm. You see? Mm. And it says don't move the landmarks. Now, that works on that level. Mm-hmm. But now, there is times when you can't take old stuff and put it into new stuff. Uh-huh. Sometimes those ancient things, you just can't take that with you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. The Bible tells you, you can't take new wine and put it in old wine skins. Uh-huh. Right?
Right.
So sometimes you have to discern these things for yourself.
Right.
Discern when it's time to let go uh-huh. and start anew. Or to build on and put your ego in your pocket.
Right.
And just build on to what's there.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, ego tripping and I'm going to start my whole thing and I'll do better than them and I'll dismantle what they have and start my own. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's not about that.
Right.
You know, use discernment. You have to have God for that too.
Right.
29, I'm sorry. Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings, and he will not stand before obscure men. Do you see a man skillful in his work? Mm-hmm. He will stand before kings, which means this is somebody who does good work, and he know it. And he's not going to stand before men to just try to prove himself. He's dealing with elite people because he does elite work.
Right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, you want to get ahead in life. And a lot of times, I'm sorry, you're trying to move ahead in your life, but you're trying to take a lot of broke people with you.
Amen.
You see? And this isn't about, like I said, you know, it's easy to use money in this situation. But if you are trying to get ahead, and just in a as a profession, you know, why are all your friends hairdressers when you trying to be a lawyer. You see what I'm saying? Like, right. you don't hang around the right people to do the things that you want within your life.
Right.
To reach the life goals that you have for yourself, you have to hang around people that has those life goals already in place.
Right. Right.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He stands before kings. Right? You have to do that. You want to do important things or have a important people mindset. It says, when you sit down to eat with a ruler. Are we still talking about kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we talking about leadership?
Right.
When you sit down to eat with the ruler, observe carefully what is before you. Now, why is that? And this part is important. And put a knife to your throat.
Listen to this.
Put a knife to your throat if you are given to appetite. It's saying that if you start craving what you're seeing, you need to put a knife to your throat. Understand to back off, because it's easy to, once you start being like when we was talking about hanging around these elite people, if you want elite things to happen, but you might not be ready for what they have,
right?
Okay.
And you start jumping in to something that you're not ready for. You have to build towards that, but it's easy to get caught up in something when you're in the midst of it.
Right.
It says, observe carefully. But that's all. Mm-hmm. Learn from it.
Yeah.
Because your time will be there. It's coming. Mm-hmm. But it's not there yet.
Uh-huh.
You're there to learn. Mm-hmm. Not to take action.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's just like going to school. When you go to school to be something, you don't start being a lawyer or start in a profession before you finish it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going in the courtroom before you finish being, you know, before you get all your papers and stuff, being a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
You have to learn the craft first. So God said, go to the table. Sit at the table.
Uh-huh.
Observe the table.
Uh-huh.
But you're not ready to partake in the table yet.
Right.
Three says, do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. Because you look at all of the stuff that they have, and then it's like, oh, wow. Man, this stuff looks great. And a lot of times when you start looking at people from the outside in, it looks easy what they have, but you don't know what it took for them to get there.
Right.
You haven't learned that yet.
Right.
You know. But it's easy to try to imitate what you see without going through the process of getting there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do not desire other people's delicacies.
Say that.
I wish I had that. Mm-hmm. Man, I can't wait till I get that. Mm-hmm. Don't desire all that stuff. God has your own, he got his own stuff for you.
Right.
When you see other people with things and they say, yeah, you can have it too. That's that thing when he says, be careful of the delicacies. You have to look within yourself and say, look, okay, I see what God has done for them. I get that. And you're supposed to look at that and say, man, I can't wait to see what God does for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Instead of saying, I want what they have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't want what other people have.
Right.
Give what God has for you.
So true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. They are deceptive foods. For it says, do not toil to acquire wealth. And you hear a lot of people all the time when it comes to money. And see, again, you know, we're talking about Proverbs, we're talking about Solomon, we're talking about what he sees on a daily as a king.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling you, do not toil to acquire wealth.
Uh-huh.
Which means, don't you do all of this busy work just to get rich.
Seriously. Right.
You're doing things to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when it don't pan out?
Right.
You did all of that toiling and it didn't give you the result that you wanted.
Yeah.
And this is 6, 7 to 10, 15 years down the line. You've been hustling your whole life and you're still no better off than you was when you started.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
Do not toil. Do not do the work just to acquire wealth, because it may not happen.
Uh-huh.
That shouldn't be your only reason to do things, because you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that are miserable at their jobs, but they can't leave because they make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
They hate the job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But they can't leave because they make so much money. And now they live in a type of lifestyle that they like, but they don't like where they go into work.
Right.
Don't put yourself in a position where you hate your job.
Right.
But you're only there because of the money. Mm-hmm. That's not a happy existence.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Do not toil to acquire wealth. It says, but discerning enough to desist. Be discerning enough.
Mm-hmm.
Discern what you have.
Right.
And your situation. You know, when you don't like something, you want to be able to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be stuck there.
Right.
It's because now you feel like a slave.
Right.
You know? Sometimes we get these jobs for the wrong reasons. Every time I filled out an application for a job, even when I was young, I never filled out a job application to a place I did not want to work. Because that would be the place you would get hired.
Hired.
You know? Don't fill out applications at jobs you don't want. Well, I just filled it out. I really don't want to work there, but, you know, it was there, so I just filled it out. Then when they call you, you're going to go. Because they're the only ones that called you.
Right.
Don't fill out applications for jobs you know you don't want.
Because
you won't be happy there.
Yeah.
You won't do a good job because you don't want to be there. You the type of person that like to be in the background, but you took a job that's up front with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you not a people person.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go to the store and say, hey, how you doing? And they just look at you like you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They at the cash register mad.
Right.
It's like, I didn't ask you to work here.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Taking it out on me.
Mm-hmm.
Bring up my candy bar. So I can get out of here. You know, and it's like you end up hating where you work.
Yeah.
I told a friend of mine the other day, a couple weeks ago, they got a brand new truck, and I say, well, the thing was, it was between the truck and this car. And I say, before you make this decision on this truck or this car, you need to think about whether if you get the car, will you be upset down the line that you didn't get the truck?
Uh-huh.
Or vice versa? And then they say, well, wow, that's something I didn't think about, so let me think about that. And they end up getting the truck. And it was like, okay, because you have to look at the longevity of what you're going to have.
Right.
When you get in a house or a car or something like that, that's a huge like that, it's long term. So you want to make sure that 3 or 4 years down the line, I'm not going to hate this car or this house. You want to be saying, okay, I made the right decision and I'm happy with where I am. You know, and you want to do that with everything in life. You don't want to make a decision that you might regret in a couple years. And you stuck in that thing for years to come. Because then you'll sit there and have regrets. And that's not good for something you stuck with. Discern enough. Be satisfied with what you have. Be satisfied with what you have. Right? And five, it says, when your eyes light on it, it is gone. For suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle towards heaven. It's gone. But sometimes your eyes can get so big, and the delight of it then wore off.
Right.
And now you just stuck. This is what we was talking about. Now you got this thing that you was happy at first when you saw it because you, your eyes was bigger than you know. And then now you like, ah, I could have did without this.
Right.
Yeah, but you got a 6-year payment. It's only 2 years in. You need this. This got to change. You get a 30-year mortgage and 2 years into the house, you can't stand it. That's a problem. You got 28 years to go hating your house. That's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is why discernment is so important in having the Holy Spirit. This is why we have to make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. And how do we do that? We repent and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And allow God to come into your life. Have a relationship with God. And the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for these scriptures today. We thank you for giving us a better understanding of these scriptures in Proverbs about discerning wealth and our life. Discerning the things in our life's journey. Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Now we have a chance at everlasting life. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray and we say, amen.
Amen.
Stay blessed and faithful.
Watching Tent of Meeting Holiness Ministries. For more of God's Word, please subscribe to this channel.
Don't forget to hit the like button and the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel.
Thanks again for coming.
And as always, stay blessed and faithful.